Good evening. I've driven all around the Neolithic monuments of Wiltshire, and I visited the absolutely gobsmackingly amazing Wayland Smithy on the Ridgeway, the most ancient of the old pre-Roman roads in Britain. And I've come down to Dorchester, and I've come along the top of a hill by a little village called Compton Vallance, and it's called Egerton Hill, and it's one of the forts, the hill forts, and there's a great many, enormous number of hill forts all the way down from Swindon down towards Dorchester, and you know, there just isn't time in a day to visit all or more than about two of them, but there it is. And I managed to find a pub because I was absolutely gasping. I ate the rest of the contents of my fridge, which consisted of prawns, red Leicester cheese, cucumber, cheese straws. I've had watermelon and orange and some jelly. And I've had half a packet of party ring biscuits and a chicken tikka pasty. And I just needed a drink to go with that, so I had a Henry's IPA Wadworth in a lovely old village with thatch cottages, and that was the Odd Fellows. And now I'm just going to wend my way along the Bridport Road, and I've found, I'm just going to go up this road here actually to a little place called Nettlecombe, and there's something called the Marquis of Lorne. And then I'm going to wend my way a bit further, called Simmonsbury or something like that, just above Bridport. And there's a thatched pub called the Ilchester Arms. Okay, so I've, you know, wanted to go to a thatched pub in Dorset for a very, very long time. So this is like a little dream come true. And what I'm going to do now is I am just going to play you a nice song. I haven't practiced it, so we'll just see how it goes. But, you know, what I'm saying is just get in your car and go. It doesn't matter if you haven't got anywhere to stay. Just sleep in your car like me. I'll probably sleep up in Seton Woods, or I might just enjoy the evening and go along to Dartmoor. I don't know. I quite fancy being in this area, so I get up really early and I go and have a look at Ottery St Mary and just potter along. I'm going to go into Devon and the top of Cornwall tomorrow, and then I'm going to wend my way up to Gloucester, hopefully by 6 o'clock in the evening, to catch some wine in the shop, which I've already prepaid for. And then I've got a hotel booked in Glamorgan, so there's quite a busy couple of days, to be absolutely honest. But I'm just getting myself into it. I have to get into holiday mode, you know, out of teaching and working mode. And just, I sing a lot, you know, I sing a lot of songs. I've got a nice Scottish one, but I think I'll leave that one till Scotland. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to the pubs, and I'll just take my time in them. I might get some sort of coastal, you know, those lovely cliffs that you get around Lyme Regis and the Jurassic, shoreline and all that. And but you know, just having more than 10 days to myself and not having to follow anyone's timetable or listen to anyone talking or consider anyone or make anybody free meals a day is just, you know, I don't make myself free meals a day, and I've been filling up with blackberries from the hedges, so that keeps me going as well. Absolutely having the time of my life. So I suggest you drop everything, jump in your car and just go. You know, if you keep going long enough, you'll probably end up going right round Britain like I'm doing. Anyway, so I'm feeling lazy tonight, so let's have a nice lazy song. So I'm up on the top of a hill, there's no one around, and the wind's rustling, and I've got my pink saxophone, and I'm just going to play a tune and see how that goes. The sun isn't setting yet, it's about 7:30, but it'll be probably be pretty much dark when I come out of the second pub, but I'm just really looking forward to going into a couple of pubs and just doing absolutely nothing, you know, and I'm not scrolling on anything. I'm trying to keep off the internet as much as possible and just think all of my thoughts have to be from the 1970s, okay? Because something went desperately wrong, and I think it was 1984. But before then, everything was just fine. So here I am in the party mood, and I'm going to be putting on a little journal every day with a song on houseeffectbooks.com, and then I'll tweet a couple of tweets a day to show you some picture postcard photos. But every 3 days, I'm going to put the best of my pictures and detail where I've been and the routes I took and so on, the mileage, petrol prices, all sorts. And that will go on to my beer stack. So watch out for that, okay? But I can't do one every single day. I just need to bottle it down to the best of, you know? So St. Lady Feckinghall on Egerton Hill in Dorset. And it's nice to have the gig. Thank you very much. A spotted band of witch kestrel. Oh, gracious me, do get some wildlife out here. So the wildlife count is 20 red kite, number 17 had an inbred double tail, very strange, 2 French partridges, a pear tree, lots and lots of swallows, a robin and a muntjac. That's not the same as a mint. Mints, you eat mints. Muntjacs are little dear. Yeah, they're not as expensive as a Mercedes, but they're a little dear. Oh, dear me. Right, I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to drive off into the sunset. I'll be back with you tomorrow. No idea where I'll be, but somewhere. Probably have to do that. Might be in Cornwall in the daytime. I'd give it a tune. And just keep looking in every day for a tune and a bit of natural topography. Yeah. There you go. You don't often get pink saxophones on the side of the road. So I'll just take a photo of that. And there's a couple of cars come past, so they're enjoying themselves. And hang on, you know. Catch you later.